Okay, tonight is the 10th of January 2018, and you've joined us for the midweek service of the Weatherby Pineville House Church. And just to give everybody an update, we're planning on going to the Marquez's 6-month doctor's appointment on Saturday, this Saturday. So we will pretty much be out of the loop this weekend. We're going to be going to not only his doctor's appointment, but while we go north, we're going to stop in Shawnee, Kansas, and see my parents. My dad's 90. My mom's 80, I think 87 or 88 now. And so we are cognizant of the fact that we probably won't see him a lot more. We only can see him usually about every 6 months when we go up for Mark's doctor's appointment. We've got to call him and tell him we're going to be dropping by to see him. So anyway, that's kind of what's going on. So we probably will not be having service Saturday night, because we're probably going to be worn out from traveling. But anyway, just so you know what's going on. I have asked Kevin and Mark to moderate the next talk show. I want to apologize to everybody about the talk show Monday night, but it was canceled because my internet was down. I couldn't do anything about it. I tried and tried to get it to come up. I even tried using my smartphone. I called in, but I couldn't get get on there on the talk show to get the recording started. So hopefully we'll get that remedied for the next talk show. That's the hope anyway. So we are going to continue to try to plan to do our daily devotionals. I think that's a good thing every morning to be reminded of what Christ has done for his people. And so that's pretty much where we're at. The first request tonight is from Mark out of the Old School Hymnal. And he wants to sing "A Mighty Fortress Is Our God" on page 166 in the Old School Hymnal. And I'm going to have him start that. Go ahead, Mark.
A mighty fortress is our God, a bulwark never failing. Our helper, he amid the flood of mortal wills prevailing. For still our ancient foe does seek to work us woe. His craft and power are great, and armed with cruel hate, on earth is not his equal. Did we in our own strength and fight, our striving would be losing. Were not the right man on our side, the man of God's own choosing. Just as through that may be, Christ Jesus it is he. Lord Sabaoth is his name, from age to age the same. And he must win the battle. And though this world with devils thrill, should threaten to undo us, we will not fear, for God hath willed his truth to triumph through us. The prince of darkness grim, we tremble not for him, his rage we can can endure, for love his doom is sure. One little word shall fail him. That word above all earthly powers, no thanks to them abide. The Spirit and the gifts are ours, through him who with us side. But goods and kindred go, this mortal life also, the body they may kill, God's truth abideth still, his kingdom is forever.
Okay, Rosette would like to sing out of the Psalter, page 10, Psalm 9b. Page 10. Mark, you want to?
Yeah. 9B?
9B, yeah.
Sing praise to the Lord who in Zion does dwell. Among all the people his great doings tell. When blood he avenges, his memory is where. The cry of the poor ever fades from his ear. Lord, see what I suffer from malice and hate. Have mercy, oh, let me away from this gate, that I with the daughters of Zion may rejoice. Your praise and in your salvation rejoice. The nations are sunk in the pit they prepare, their foot in the net which they hid is ensnared. The Lord by his judgment has made him step known. He by their own works has the wicked o'erthrown. The wicked who has dark abode shall be wrought. And all of the nations who God hath forgot, forgotten no longer the cry of the weak, nor perish forever the hope of the meek. Rise, Lord, that mere man may not make himself strong. Let nations be judged in your presence for wrong. Put fear within them, O Lord, always then. Let nations know truly that they are near men.
Okay, the last one we're going to sing before we go over to the other part of our service. Is 270, if we can remember the tune of it. Mark, do you remember that song, 270?
No.
Come Ye Disconsolate?
Yeah, I do.
All right.
Come Ye Disconsolate, where'er ye languish, come to the mercy seat, fervently kneel. Here bring your wounded hearts, here tell your anguish. Earth has no sorrow that heaven cannot heal. Joy of the desolate, light of the strain, hope of the penitent, faithless and pure. Here speaks the Comforter, tenderly saying, earth has no sorrow that hell cannot cure. Here see the bread of life, see waters flowing forth from the throne of God, pure from above. Come to the feast of love, come ever knowing. Earth has no sorrow, but heaven can remove.
Dear Lord, we pray that you would be with us tonight in the service. We pray that you would open our hearts and our minds to your word, we pray. And cause us to exalt you and magnify your name, we pray. We ask this in Christ's name and for your glory alone. Amen. Well, tonight we're going to talk about something that, you know, the Bible is full of doctrine, and it's not something that is not talked about quite a bit. Doctrine is talked about. And I had a fella tell me one time, and I agree with him, that he never got tired of hearing about the imputed righteousness of Jesus Christ. Because he said, it's my only hope. And I agree with him on that. That is something that we can never ever forget. We don't have any righteousness of our own. And so we're going to look at several passages tonight. We're just going to talk about this. And I hope that it will be a blessing. I want to start by looking at the fourth chapter of Romans. Fourth chapter of Romans, beginning in the 11th verse of that chapter. It says, and he received the sign of circumcision, a seal of the righteousness of the faith, which he had yet being uncircumcised, that he might be the father of them that believe, though they be not circumcised, that the righteousness might be imputed unto them also. Now I want to look down in Romans 4:22. And therefore it was imputed to him for righteousness. And Romans 4:23. Now it was not written for his name's sake alone that it was imputed to him. But, next verse, but for us also, to whom it shall be imputed, if we believe on him that raised up Jesus our Lord from the dead. Okay. Now, we realize that the faith of Christ is given to us by Christ. And we recognize that the atonement is what brings about our imputed righteousness, the completed work of Christ on the cross for his people. Let's look now in James 2:23. And the scripture was fulfilled, which saith, Abraham believed God, and it was imputed unto him for righteousness. And he was called the friend of God. Now, I have a question for you regarding this statement regarding Abraham. Was did Abraham receive imputed righteousness because he believed? It doesn't say that. It says Abraham believed God. And then it just says, adds to that, it was imputed unto him for righteousness. But his imputed righteousness didn't come because of his belief. Because his faith, okay, James said that every perfect gift comes from above, comes down from the Father of lights. And earlier we find in James, it says of his own will he beget us to be the first kind of fruits. In other words, and so realize that a lot of people in the Arminian camp take this out of context. They say, see there, when Abraham believed, he got imputed righteousness. No. Abraham believed God. Why did Abraham believe God? Abraham believed God because he was given the faith of Christ. Remember back in Hebrews, the 12th chapter of Hebrews, the second verse of that chapter says that he's the author and the finisher of our faith. Okay? Now, it says, I'm going to now look in some other passages here. In Romans, the 9th chapter, the 30th verse, it's talking about the Gentiles. And it says, what shall we say then, that the Gentiles which follow not after the righteousness have obtained a righteousness, even the righteousness which is of faith. Which is of faith. It's not their faith. It's the faith of Christ that's been given to them. You know, the Pharisees, if you recall, the scribes and the Pharisees, set about to establish their own righteousness. You know, they tried to do all these works, and they tried to put everybody else under the works thing. And so they tried to claim, they tried to say that they were righteous. What does the Bible say about that? Well, we go back to the 5th chapter of Matthew. The 5th chapter of Matthew, the 20th verse. For I say unto you that except your righteousness shall exceed the righteousness of the scribes and Pharisees, you shall in no case enter into the kingdom of God. Well, now, how can our righteousness exceed the righteousness of the scribes and the Pharisees? The only way our righteousness can exceed the righteousness of the scribes and the Pharisees if we have the imputed righteousness of Jesus Christ. Scripture tells us it's not of him that willeth, nor of him that runneth, but God that showeth mercy. Okay. Now, if we go back to the 45th chapter of Isaiah, the 45th chapter of Isaiah, the 8th verse says, drop down, ye heavens from above, and let the skies pour down righteousness. Let the earth open up, and let them bring forth salvation. And let righteousness spring up together. I, the Lord, have created it. Who creates righteousness? The Lord creates righteousness. Okay. Who brings forth salvation? Says, let them bring forth salvation. Jonah tells us salvation is of the Lord. You know? So, here we see the origin of righteousness is from Christ. You know, now, one thing about righteousness has always been and always will be. Have you ever thought about that? Righteousness has always been, and righteousness is present, and righteousness will forever be. Go back to the 119th Psalm, and the 142nd verse, we read, "Thy righteousness is an everlasting righteousness, and thy law is the truth." Thy righteousness is an everlasting righteousness, and thy law is the truth. Philippians 3:9 talks about this imputed righteousness again. The Roman Catholics want to say that man is imparted righteousness. In other words, that man is given righteousness, which makes man righteous. No. We have the imputed righteousness of Jesus Christ because of the fact God the Father looks upon His Son as being perfectly holy and just and righteous, and He sees us through His Son. We have no righteousness of our own. Look what it says here in Philippians 3:9. "And be found in Him, not having mine own righteousness, which is of the law, but that which is through the faith of Christ, the righteousness which is of God by faith." And what faith is that? The faith of Christ. Well, it says in Romans 10:4 that Christ is the end of the law for righteousness. Christ is the end of the law for righteousness to everyone that believeth. And we can go through, there's so many passages, I don't have time to, I don't have time to go through all of the passages, but we know that Abraham believed the Lord because he had the faith of Christ and it was counted to him for righteousness. We can look, see that same passage in Genesis 15:6, and he believed in the Lord and he counted it to him for righteousness. Psalm 35:24 says, "Judge me, O Lord my God, according to thy righteousness, and let them not rejoice over me." Judge me, O Lord, according to my righteousness. Psalm 106:31 says, "And that was counted unto him for righteousness." That was counted unto him for righteousness. You know. Well, we see the same thing in Galatians 3:6. "Even as Abraham believed God, it was accounted to him for righteousness." And so we see that in Psalm 22:31, they shall come and shall declare his righteousness unto a people that shall be born, that he hath done this. Who's done that? Jesus Christ has done that. "They shall come and shall declare his righteousness unto a people that shall be born, that he hath done this." Psalm 24:5, "He shall receive the blessing from the Lord and the righteousness from God of his salvation." David talked of the righteousness of Christ. He didn't speak of his own righteousness. He said in Psalm 37:6, and he shall bring forth thy righteousness as thy light and thy judgment as the noonday. Psalm 50:6, and the heavens shall declare his righteousness, for God is judge himself, Selah. Psalm 85:10 says, mercy and truth are met together, righteousness and peace have kissed each other. You know? In fact, we're even told in Psalm 97:6 that the Lord executeth righteousness and judgment. You know? Psalm 119:40 says, behold, I have longed after thy precepts. Quicken me in thy righteousness. Quicken me in thy righteousness. Well, 132:9, Psalm says, let thy priests be clothed with righteousness and let thy saints shout for joy. All the words of Christ are righteousness. Everything he does is righteous. And we have to realize that there's nothing unrighteous about Christ. You know, Romans 3:22 says, even the righteousness of God, which is by faith of Jesus Christ, unto all and upon all them that believe. The righteousness of God. The righteousness of, not the righteousness of man. You know, Galatians 5:5, for we through the Spirit wait for the hope of righteousness by faith. You know, 2 Peter 3:13, nevertheless, we according to his promise look for new heavens and new earth, wherein dwelleth righteousness. So we realize that we have been given the imputed righteousness of Christ. And we're not ascribing that we're righteous because of ourselves. Psalm 48:10 says, according to thy name, O God, so is thy praise unto the ends of the earth. Thy right hand is full of righteousness. Psalm 71:2, deliver me in thy righteousness, and cause me to escape. Incline thine ear unto me, and save me. Psalm 71:16, I will go in the strength of the Lord God. I will make mention of thy righteousness, even of thine only. Psalm 71:19, the righteousness also, O God, thy righteousness also, O God, is very high. Who has done great things, O God? Who is like unto thee? Well, this is something we need to realize, that we have been given the imputed righteousness of Jesus Christ, and we have a surety in that righteousness because Christ is perfect and holy and just and righteous. So that's really what has been on my mind tonight. You know, there's a lot of people teaching man's righteousness apart from God's imputed righteousness, and it's not taught in the Bible. You know, man can't do anything that's righteous apart from the imputed righteousness of God. You know, people want to take on an error about, you know, they want to try to liken themselves as God. There's only one just one. There's only one holy one. There's only one righteous one. We're not righteous in and of ourselves. You know? And, you know, it's amazing to me because I was taught this most of my life. That man could attain to holiness. You know, by dying out to the old man and doing all this, these good works. And we see the total opposition of that taught in Romans 5:17. It says in Romans 5:17, "For if by one man's offense death reigned by one, much more they which received abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness shall reign in life by one, Jesus Christ." Well, Isaiah 45:19, "I have not spoken in secret. In a dark place of the earth, I said not unto the seed of Jacob, seek ye me in vain. I, the Lord, speak righteousness. I declare things that are right." Okay. Jesus is the only one that has righteousness. You know, Isaiah 46:13, "I bring near my righteousness, it shall not be far off, and my salvation shall not tarry. I will place salvation in Zion for Israel, my glory." I will place salvation in Zion for Israel, my glory. Well, this is something that needs to be taught, the imputed righteousness of Jesus Christ, not by works of righteousness that we have done, but through His own work of righteousness He has wrought within us. So anyway, I just wanted to point that out. We have the righteousness of Christ. You know, 2 Corinthians 5:21, "He hath made him to be sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him." Daniel said in Daniel 9:7, "O Lord, righteousness belongeth unto thee, but unto us confusion of faces." Daniel knew where righteousness belonged to. Daniel 9:16 says, "O Lord, according to all thy righteousness, I beseech thee." According to all thy righteousness, I beseech thee. "Because for all of our sins and for our iniquities, thy people are become a reproach to all that are about us." Peter said in 2 Peter 1:1, "Simon Peter, a servant and apostle of Jesus Christ, to them that have obtained like precious faith with us through the righteousness of God and our Savior Jesus Christ." Well, Isaiah 54:17 says, "No weapon that is formed against thee shall prosper. Every tongue that shall rise against thee in judgment thou shalt condemn. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their righteousness is of me, saith the Lord. And their righteousness is of me, saith the Lord." Isaiah 41:10, "Fear not thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee, yea, I will help thee, yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness." Who is he speaking of there? Jesus Christ. Well, Romans 9:28 says, He will finish the work and cut it short in righteousness, because a short work will the Lord make upon the earth. Psalm 7:17, I will praise the Lord according to His righteousness, and will sing praise to the name of the Lord Most High. Well, I want to just say that I'm glad that we're not trusting in our own righteousness, that we're trusting in the merits of God's dear Son. Do we have a final selection? Page 33 in the old school hymnal. Page 33. Mark, you want to read that?
Yes. In songs
of sublime adoration and praise, ye pilgrims for Zion who press, break forth and extol the great Ancient of Days, His rich and distinguishing grace, His love from eternity picked up on you, broke forth and discovered its length, with each with the cords of His kindness He drew, and brought you to love His great name. Oh, had He not pitied the stage you were in, your bosoms His love had never felt, you all would have lived, would have died to have sinned, and sunk with the load of your guilt. What was there in you that could bear the sin, or give the Creator delight? Was even so, Father, you ever must see, because it seemed good in thy sight. 'Twas all of thy grace we were brought to obey, while others were suffered to go the road which by nature we chose as our way, which leads to the regions of woe. Then give all the glory to His holy name. To Him all the glory belongs. Be yours the high pleasure to sound forth His praise and crown Him in each of your songs. Well, may the good Lord be with us and ever remind us that our only hope is in the imputed righteousness Christ. God bless.